Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to become a successful heavy equipment salesman. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Success in any industry and in any profession comes with determination, knowledge, and the zeal to work in the stream. People should be running after achieving the basics criteria, less fouls. You know, basically telling you to run after your goals in life, and then the basics will follow you. The people will follow you. Some people are the opinion that selling a thing is the most difficult job. But in matter of fact, the day in and day out, we are in some way or others selling something or something else. Sometimes someone knowing is many times unknowing. You know, basically saying that, you know, you got to know your power, you got to know your product. You got to be able to sell it and talk about it, the benefits of it. This means that we are constantly in progress our process of selling. It just that we are not aware of it. People who are salesmen experience different kinds of scenarios with each passing day. The ones who are able to manage those situations well find themselves near to be successful. It is because they learn from some institution or from over the years and applied it to the next time they get in those situations. Selling heavy equipment is like any other product, is full of challenges, and perhaps it is a bit more difficult than the rest. There is a huge demand for the good machines, but at the same time, there is good deals of competition as well. It is not just the domestic players that you have to deal with, but also the foreign players that have been seen U.S. as their potential customer. The end user has more opinions now, and this makes your job a little bit difficult. There are a few things that you can do differently from the rest of the population that can make you successful in the form of your business. Number one, know your product well. Salesmen are normally sent to sell products without them knowing much about it. This can't be expected to be done in the case of a heavy equipment salesman. He or she is supposed to know his or her product well. When they speak to the client, they need to speak sense or they just lose the deal. When you do not have the answers for their questions posed to you, make a note of that and inform that you will let them know about it. Please do not speak something that you are not sure about. You never know how much the prospect knows about the heavy equipment, and if he or she finds that you give them the incorrect input, you are done with that, or done with him or her. Next, sell a machine that suits their requirements. The conversation between you and the prospect went successful, and he and she is ready to buy a machine. Now, there is two different types of machines that can be sold to them. However, one will be quite effective and the other will not, but you get more commissions off the latter. Here comes your commitment towards the buyer and to the play. You should sell the one that suits their requirement. Remember, sell the one that they want and not the one that earns you more money/commissions. You know, give them what they want because in the long run, they'll remember that and keep coming back to you. Next, give the correct suggestion even if it costs you a sale. You know, we always do this. You know, people call us up and say, hey, do you have this, this, and that? I said, no, but I think this company might have that because I've seen it on their yard. A construction business owner at times see themselves, him or herself, in different dilemmas where they are required to choose a machine produced by different companies. You as a salesman will suggest him as per this requirement, even if it means doing away with your brand. You know, you may not be able to help them, but in the long run, again, they'll remember that down the road. You may not be able to make any money off the point in that time, but you have won the trust of that person. This will get you more business in the future. Again, you know, tell them the truth. Give them what they want. You know, if you don't have it, tell them who does have it. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.